They're not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out, the wires withered, and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone.
Thank you. My true love's hair, the purest eyes and the strongest hands. I love the ground. And where he goes, yes, I love the ground where he goes, and still I hope that time will come when he and I will be at one. Purest eyes. I love the ground where he stands.
Welcome, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked on Local 107.3 FM in our new 1 hour format. 9 p.m. Thursdays and 11 p.m. to the witching hour Tuesday nights, and hopefully on air somewhere at your local community radio station. Last I checked, in Free Radio Edmonton and CFUV in Victoria, but check your local listings. We're on the NCRA listserv, and we are up for download for one and all at radioforall.com or .net or whatever that is. Search Radio for All. It's like dialing your own phone number after a while. I guess I don't really remember if it's .com or .net. This past week, I read Kim Gordon's excellent biography, Girl in a Band. Highly recommend that to anyone, be it a Sonic Youth fan, people who wish to read a good survey of the intersection of art, visual and contemporary art and music worlds over the last 30 years. People who are interested in gender or cultural studies, and as it intersects with popular or unpopular musics. Anyway, we heard in that last set Kim Gordon's post-Sonic Youth project with Bill Nace, Body Head, and from their album Coming Apart, we heard Black, a take on a traditional folk song, Black is the color of my true love's hair. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, really enjoyed the sort of shapelessness of that album. It was actually much more of a dip into sort of avant-garde and unconventional musical styles than I expected it to be. I don't know what I expected it to be, honestly, but I was really pleasantly surprised with it. There's actually a really good YouTube playlist online as well, if you're so inclined, that includes director Richard Kern's slow motion backdrop films to which the duo had been doing shows for a time. Anyway, you're probably familiar with that record. I had not actually jumped in to check it out until I got to reading Kim's biography again, which is excellent. Highly recommend all of the above. Speaking of recommendations, coming at you is a little slice of quasi-obscure free jazz from Mr. Peter Brotzman, following up his Machine Gun Sessions. This is Nipples. You're listening to Smashed Blocked on Local 107.3 FM. We'll be right back. That was a Peter Brotzmann sextet with Nipples. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 FM. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. We're here in our new one-hour weekly format. Check Facebook for where to get your downloads. Look for Smash Blocked. And ask your local community radio station if they would like to carry this weird bleak sound system. Nipples being the title track from Brotzmann's 1969 follow-up to the Machine Gun Sessions. Recorded with, who do we have here in the lineup? Some recognizable names following Brotzmann's lead. We have Evan Parker on tenor, Derek Bailey on guitar, Fred Van Hove on piano, Han Bennick, of course, on drums, and Bushy Nabergall on bass. We're going to flip the record here, the original release being a two-track record, and we're going to hear the whole thing in its entirety on the show tonight, and check out the flip side. A CD reissue was put out sometime in the 2000s or at some point since then, since the advent of CDs, presumably. And featured More Nipples, which is another take on that track, as well as a number of other cuts. And we're not really going to get into that, but you should check out that CD. I should check out that CD. But the flip side of the album features the quartet. And a quartet made up of, all of the same folks. Van Hove, Nabergall, Bennick, and Brotzmann, of course. And so we're going to get on with that right now. This is a track called Tell a Green Man. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM here in the Port City. And again, the show has been 1 hour in length as of late to pack more punch for your listening pleasure. And we'll see where the future goes for the old Smash Block sound system. Yes, that's right, ladies and gents. The spillover is ever spilling. Maybe it'll go down a drain soon. Maybe it'll start to pool and congeal and sediment. Ever shifting, ever changing. That's right. Without further ado, the flip side of Peter Brotzmann's Nipples, Tell a Green Man, on Smash Block, Local 107.3, on your FM dial in St. John, New Brunswick. Peter Brotzmann Quartet from their 1969 LP Nipples, the flip side to that two-track album, Tell a Green Man. Speaking of change and fluidity, a few things understand change and fluidity than, those efforts who are taking a third path. Yeah, I had a, you know, there's a lot to be said about the idea of obscurity and compromise at two far opposite ends of the spectrum when one is engaging in the crossover worlds of artistry and industry. And it's a, you know, it's an interesting thing, whether you're looking at the old Kanye suggestions of such a topic and, you know, sort of equations of the two fields, or the presumption that the two are far removed and that you are either an artist working in obscurity or a star of the industry, captain of industry even. Anyways, captains of industry come in all different forms. And industry and artistry can come in all different forms, and it can be difficult sometimes to try and explore any of those things along a parallel path to whatever the conventional or mainstream path is, in this case the music industry being a rather unforgiving thing. As we saw for one of Canada's brightest stars of unconventionality in artistry, in my opinion, Mammoth Cave Recordings, a label which went under this past week, very unfortunately and very sadly to see, and a label that definitely steered its canoe into the rapids and did its best navigating and adapting to those rapids while trying to do things without necessarily catering to the conventionality of industry and playing along with that. There's nothing wrong with having ambition and the desire to grow and extend what you create and do and build an audience and nurture that form of communication that one has in an audience. And it doesn't necessarily have to happen within the confines or architecture of industry and convention, as many presume. It's very difficult to move around inside the confines of architecture and convention based on the prescribed notions that said architecture imposes. Anyway, Paul Lawton and the Ketamines and the Mammoth Cave Group and all of that gang made a valiant effort, and we'll all continue to do so in other forms and shapes and sounds, I'm sure, not the least of which will be Paul and the Ketamines. So going out to those guys and one of the greatest anthems coming from them, bringing us all back to the raw DNA of rock and roll and the underground music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Ketamines going out post-mortem to the crew, Teenage Rebellion time on Smashed Blocked.